Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Soltis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Larry scores. Welch moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Larry reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. Johnson scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Luke Hamlin now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran is hit by the pitch. White moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gosselin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Soltis. Gosselin reaches second base with a double. White scores. Cochran scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 to Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bishop scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Gosselin moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosselin scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenberg moves to second. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Welch strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bishop moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Werber moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Gosselin throws the ball into Cochran who tags Johnson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker pinch hits for Luke Hamlin. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Larry bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak pinch hits for Chief Hoxett. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daljak moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daljak moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Daljak scores. White moves to third. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.